The word today is thank you. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. As little children, we have to be taught to say thank you. Our God is so good and so kind. He blesses us continually, and we should praise Him. In the Old Testament, David gives us examples that can help us give God thanks and praise. Here from our archives to help us learn to praise and thank God is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today. Thank you.
I don't do this very often on our program, but I'd like to talk a little bit about myself today. I hope you'll be okay with that, and I hope you'll be happy to have me share some ideas about myself. What I'm really trying to get us to do is to learn how to thank God for everything. In fact, I want to give you a section of the Holy Scripture. In the book of Psalms, there are a lot of praise and thank you psalms, but one in particular that I love and like very much is Psalm 100. Psalm 100, jot that down, because I want to end up urging you to thank God for everything. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Four different times in my life, I'm now 80 years old, so I've had a long life already, and four different times during that life, I should have been dead. In fact, once I was interviewed on the radio as the man who should be dead, and of course, I was so close to death and actually should have died, but I didn't. God kept me alive. And four separate times in my life, I was right at the door of death, and God snatched me away from it and kept me alive. And here I am still today, and I praise God for that. I have all kinds of things in my body that are that's here on earth that are not too good. I had four veins, arteries in my heart that had to be repaired. I have had a knee replaced, artificial knee. I have diabetes, which is always a complication. I have cholesterol. I have high blood pressure. I've got all kinds of things. And 2 years ago, I was told that I had cancer. Now, they're still trying to figure out what kind of cancer that is, and they're still working on it. But 2 years ago, I preached a sermon that weekend on Psalm 100. I wanted to let the people know that even though I'd been told I had cancer, I was able to thank and praise God for that. You know, that's tough. That's tough because the doctor didn't tell me how long I had to live. He wasn't forthcoming. He wasn't too eager to tell me different things. He didn't even know what name to give the cancer. He said it was a curious kind, one that he hadn't seen before. And so it was confusing. You know, did I have a month? Did I have 3 months? Did I have a year? Did I have 3 years? How do we know how long we're going to be around when we have cancer? And yet there are so many kinds of cancer. Just because you have cancer doesn't mean you're going to die quickly. So there's all kinds of cancer. And I wanted that weekend to tell the members of our congregation, we should every day, regardless what's happening, every day we should give thanks to God and praise Him. There are spiritual things to be thankful for. Think of God Himself, for instance. I think the way to get started on this in Psalm 100 is to read Psalm 100. I'm going to read it for you, just in case you may not have a Bible handy. This is from a modern translation. I hope you enjoy it. Shout with joy before the Lord, O earth. Obey Him gladly. Come before Him, singing with joy. Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. He made us. We are His creation. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Go through His open gates with great thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is always good. He is always loving and kind. And his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. Thank and praise God. You know, I began to make a list. I made a list. I would suggest that you take a pen, piece of paper, make a list of some of the things that David is talking about in his psalm. Is a good start. He is good. God is always good. He is never evil. And you have to think of how much love there is in God. He personifies love. He is love, the total explanation and definition of love. He is good. He is merciful. He is kind. Start your list. He is generous. You know, very often in the scriptures, whenever God did something, he didn't just barely do it. Like when he healed people, he didn't heal them 50% of the way or 80% of the way. He healed them completely. Think of the times when God fed the 5,000, for instance. There were two occasions in which he fed thousands of people. He didn't just give them enough to get a taste and say, now that'll hold you over till you get home. He gave them plenty. They were full. In fact, it says in the scriptures that there were even leftovers. They would go around and pick up the leftovers, and there were leftovers. Everyone had plenty to eat, all that they needed. God is so loving. He is so generous. Think of how God treats us here. You know, there are rough times here on earth. Of course there are. We have financial losses. We have times when we're out of work and so on. There are all kinds of problems here on earth because of sin. But God is still with us. And even when we're facing a problem, we know God will not forsake us. He has promised us the most valuable gifts of all, forgiveness, the certainty that we can have peace with him, the promise that we will live eternally with him. We don't even have to fear death. We are going to be with God eternally in heaven. He is preparing a place for us. There will be no death there. There will be no sin there, no tears, no problems. It will be perfect, wonderful, loving relationship with God eternally without end. Think of how good God is. He has promised that. He's given us that free of charge. There's no way we can earn that or pay for that or deserve that. It's God's gift. God is love. I think when you read a psalm like Psalm 100, where David is praising God, you begin to realize that all of the goodness of God, he is always truthful. God will never lie to us. He will never tell us something that is not true. God is always just. You know, here on earth, there are unjust people. There are wicked and cruel people. There are mean people. There are all kinds of things that can happen to us. We can have accidents, we can have problems, we can have illnesses, but with God, he is always honest with us, always truthful, always generous, always continually loving us. This is fantastic, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Think of this beautiful privilege we have of being the children of God. He has given us the faith. He gave us the Savior in his Son, Jesus Christ, to take our sins away. Then he gives us the faith to believe that, and he gives us the Word of God so that we can study it and learn and read from it and grow in our faith so it becomes more mature. The devil's still around, but he's not going to make a dent in us if we have God as our shield and as our protection, and if we trust in him and rely on him. I just think we should make it a practice every day. I know a man in our parish who has severe illness. He's been ill many, many times, and he has a practice. He does this every single morning. When he wakes up and he knows he's awake, before he puts his feet on the floor, before he touches the floor and begins to stand up, before he does that, he lies there in bed, fully awake, praising and thanking God. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for my faith. Thank you that I'm breathing again today, that I'm alive and I can serve you. Thank you, God, for your goodness. And he has his prayers right there before he starts the day. That way he remembers, and he does every day, praise God right at the beginning of the day and all through the day. What a beautiful idea. What a wonderful thing to think about. I have a picture of Jesus by the visor of my car, on my car, so that every day I know he is with me. It's just a reminder. It's just a thought. Look, God, here we go. We're starting a new day. Whatever comes our way, whatever problems, whatever needs, whatever troubles, there's nothing that cannot be handled because you are with me. And I am living my life to your glory and with your help. And therefore, you and I can handle anything that comes our way. Thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, your forgiveness. And I believe the key word in all of this is the word love. Let's think of that word love, love. God is love. Now, we cannot earn that love. You know, in order to love somebody, we have to be free to make a choice. And God makes us free. You know, it's a terrible thing, but if a person wants to go to hell, they can. Why, they'd have to be an idiot or a moron, wouldn't they, in order to do that, because that would be so stupid. But the truth is, we have freedom of will. We can make a choice, and Jesus wants us to have the choice to be able to choose to love him and serve him and praise him. This is what the Christian faith is. It is God giving us the faith, the ability to believe, to trust in him, to know that he will never forsake us or leave us. I urge you, live your life to the glory of God. Live your life by praising him and thanking him. Live your life by getting ready to live eternally with him someday in heaven and to be always in his presence. It's going to be fantastic. No tears, no sorrow, just perfect joy. We will live with God forever in heaven because Jesus is our Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.